How was your holiday season for the start of 2026, everyone? Was it wonderful? Blessed? I'm glad to be back again, and with this new year, we have new Amen, amen to that, everyone. With the start of 2026 here, I hope you all have set your resolutions and are aiming to serve the Lord even better this year. Maybe help a few more people here and there, you know? Know that when you help people, the Lord will bless you back. Right? He always does. He never fails, everyone. So, we were supposed to have a new friend of mine joining today, but she is not here in our audience. She messaged me that she could not make it. Maybe next week she'll join, but I have a sermon that I had prepared on a topic she and I were talking about. Now, this is something that we have already discussed at length and different sermons and different pieces over the past years. And I just want to jump back into it again anyway, and then maybe we will have her listen to the recording after, huh? Okay, everyone. So for today, I have a lesson. And my lesson is called, The Lord's Ways Are Higher, Embracing the Unsearchable Riches of God's Wisdom. Okay, so I figured that this would be a very good topic as well for today's start of this wonderful new year. You know, kind of delving into, you know, the Lord and His ways and the things He does in your life to steer you onto the right course, even if it feels like you have been knocked off course. All right? Understand that when the Lord does something in your life that you don't like, He might actually be saving you from something far down the road that you really wouldn't like had you continued on the path that you're on, right? Think about this for a minute. So, the Lord put stumbling stones in our path, in our walk, on purpose. And to steer us for good, bad, or indifferent, onto the right road, right? To keep us following on the path. You know, maybe we get distracted. You know, it's kind of like ADHD is going, oh, squirrel! Right? And their attention shift to something completely different. Maybe we lose focus. Maybe we lose our focus on that straight and narrow a little bit, and the Lord tries to get our attention back onto the road again, right? So, I'm sure all of you have had situations in your lives where something didn't go your way. And by that, you were expecting a new job, you were expecting a promotion, you were expecting an influx of money, you were expecting a new house or this or that, and suddenly things didn't work out, right? But let's say now you go a couple years down the road and you look back on that time. Now you're in a better position now than you were even back then before you even got that house, for instance, right? Now, would you change anything knowing now how things turned out? Would you change anything in the past you were disgruntled about that didn't go your way? You see, the Lord works everything out for our benefit, everyone. The Lord always has our backs. He always has us on His mind. And when He does something for us, it is for our good. Whether we see it or not, His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher than ours. So how can we know the whole plan? We don't see everything He does. We don't see it all, everyone. Right? How can we know everything if we don't see the whole path ahead? So my lesson today is called, again, The Lord's Ways Are Higher, Embracing the Unsearchable Riches of God's Wisdom. Our scripture today, everyone, we're going to read out of the Bible in Isaiah 55. The full chapter, all right? It's not very long. But it says a lot of things in that short little chapter, okay? A whole lot of points all at once. So I want to go ahead and delve into that, all right?
So we're going to go ahead and turn our Bibles today, everyone, to Isaiah chapter 55. If you don't have a Bible, follow along with me on my screen. Okay, I have all of these scriptures up for your benefit. Okay, so let me switch everything over. All right, there we go, everyone. Invitation to the thirsty, right? All right, everyone, let's go ahead and begin our reading here. We're going to start at verse 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not. And nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And there is my whole lesson right there. Let's continue. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be the Lord's renown for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. The Lord declares that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, everyone. And it goes so much deeper, so much greater than all of that. You got to understand, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, he's everywhere, and he knows everything. He sees all time in a way that we cannot see all time. He sees the whole map. We only see a piece, okay? We can barely see the forest for the trees around us. This is why we ask the Lord for direction when we are lost, because he sees the whole map. He knows where to go, all right? When we're lost, when we're uncertain, when we feel insecure, we pray, and he will give us the answers that we need, okay? He will guide us. He will be our GPS and our light on the road when things are too dark, okay? The Lord is always there for us, everyone. All we have to do is ask. All right, everybody, so back to my face, okay? So we just read out of Isaiah chapter 55, everyone. What a wonderful chapter. All right, that says so many things, but also it's reassuring knowing that he knows everything. He clearly states that he has thoughts that we couldn't even comprehend. His ways are beyond our understanding, everyone, right? So as we delve, everyone, into the Word of God today, we are reminded that our finite minds, our limited minds, cannot fully grasp the infinite nature of our Creator, our Lord, our God, the Son of God, and the Son of Man. We cannot know everything.
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through 9, as I read earlier, says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." All right? We just read that. So we often, everyone, find ourselves questioning God's ways, wondering why he allows certain things to happen in our lives, right? Wondering why, like I said, you know, he derails us off the road for a minute. Maybe we're already derailing off the road and he's pushing us back on the road. You ever thought of that? You know, it doesn't matter what tool he uses to get you back on the road. His purpose, his end result is always the same. He wants your salvation. All right? He wants you to cross that finish line. He uses both sides of the fence. He uses both temperatures, hot and cold, to get you back on that road, whatever it takes, right? But he knows how to do it in the wisest way, greater than our understanding of things. We may think we have a solution to a problem, and then suddenly our solution doesn't work out. Why? Because maybe the Lord's solution was better than ours, huh? He had a greater plan for us, right? Everyone, in Job chapter 11, verse 7 through 8, we are asked, everyone, "Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens above. What can you do? They are deeper than the depths below. What can you know?" Everyone, I want us to acknowledge the limitations of our understanding and trust in the Lord's infinite, undying wisdom. Everyone, the complexities of life can be so overwhelming. I know that. All right. I know how hard it can get at times for us. We get stressed out. We feel like everything's out of control all of a sudden. But maybe it's out of your control, but not out of his. Right? People don't think about this. He has everything in control. It only looks like we are not in control, everyone. All right? To us, because our understanding, our scope, our view of the world is very limited. All right? So we can't know what his real plan is for us. All right? We can't know the whole road. Everyone, Romans chapter 11, verse 33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out." Everyone, we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. We need to recognize that his ways are higher than our ways, everyone. In pursuit of understanding our Lord, we must approach his word, everyone, with an open heart, an open mind, ready to receive the truth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." Everyone, we need to be ready to receive the truth. Open, no matter what the road looks like in front of you, open to the idea that the Lord is working on something in front of you that you can't see. Because remember, I've said this before, he is in the unseen. All right, we can't know what he's actually doing behind the scenes at all times. So we need to have faith that he is doing it all for our good. No matter what it is, no matter what the challenges are that you are faced, the trials and tribulations that are put in front of you or that you are put into. All right, you need to understand that the Lord knows what he's doing and he's shaping you still. Even when you think you're already done being shaped, you're not. All right, the Lord is always continually shaping us all. All right, we are all growing. We're all evolving. All right, he is working us up to become his holy soldiers on this battlefront, everyone. All right, we are all soldiers in this war, fighting a war that is against the principalities. All right, we're fighting this evil to get the souls that the Lord wants us to get back to his door, back into his green pastures, right?
We need to help fetch those prodigal children, and we can't do that unless we are ready too. All right, he's not just going to throw you out there unprepared. All right, not unless he truly has a plan for you in that moment. If there's a reason for him to do so, but he will prepare you first. He always gives you the tools you need. Even if it's nothing, that's a tool. All right, there's a reason for everything he does. Everyone, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 through 11 also says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Likewise, we are that, everyone. All right, we are that. He sends us out for us to come back with results, all right? He does this on purpose, okay? Everyone, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, it also says, "He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just, a faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." God's ways are perfect, everyone, and his word is true. All right, he does not fail at his word. He does not fail at keeping his promises to us. All right, he cannot fail. That's one of the things he cannot do. He doesn't lie, but he also cannot fail. Know this, he always succeeds, everyone. All right, the only impossible thing for him is lying. He does not lie. That is not his language. All right, he will not lie to you. He will tell you the truth, even if it's a hard one. You have a difficult time swallowing. He will tell you it because he loves you. All right? He will show you the truth because he loves you. All right? Trials and tribulations, they come, everyone, but God's ways, again, are not our ways, right? So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 through 10, it all reminds us there. "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." All right, he did that to help build their faith in him and their reliance on him so they would not rely on themselves. Okay, so that they would not rely on their own limited understanding of things. All right, we need to rely on God's understanding. We need to rely on his wisdom. All right, to get us through every trial and tribulation. All you have to do is ask, and he always provides a way out. Right? So, everyone, that happened so that they wouldn't rely on themselves, right? God's ways are not our ways, everyone. But he's always doing everything for our good. Always doing everything for our good. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." I have read this many times, but I wanted to quote that again because I mentioned this to my new friend, and we were talking about this in our chat. So, we need to rely on the Lord's ways, all right? Even when we don't understand what is going on, all right? That's the whole point, everyone. In Psalm chapter 115, verse 3, it says, "Our God is in heaven. Who does whatever pleases him?" Right? He does whatever pleases him in heaven, right? God's ways are not subject to our approval, everyone. We are called to trust in his goodness. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, it says, "He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'" Everyone, we need to acknowledge the sovereignty of God in our lives. We need to be thankful. Remember I gave that sermon on being grateful? We need to be thankful and grateful for all the provisions and everything he provides us and all the tools he provides us for our journey on this straight and narrow path, everyone. Be thankful. Thank him for everything, good, bad, or indifferent. Just do it anyway. But mean it. All right? Understand that he cares about you. All right, so regardless of what he does, there's a reason, okay? So as we face uncertainty, everyone, God is still in control. He's still at the wheel of your car, right? So Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 says, "In their hearts, humans set their plans, but the Lord establishes their steps," right? Everyone, we trust in the Lord's sovereignty, right? We know that he is working all things out for our good. All right? I was thinking earlier. I had a thought come to mind. You know, a sweet thing is not sweet without a little bit of salt, too. Right? You always got to add a pinch of salt into something that you mix with sugar. If you just put raw sugar into something, it's like listening to music that is only made of bass and there's no treble. Or listening to music that is only treble, but without bass, all right? It doesn't sound good, all right? Doesn't sound good. There has to be a balance of things in your life, right? And just like that, the Lord does the same thing with us. He always has a balance of hot and cold. He always has a balance of both in our lives, all right? There are two opposing forces, good and evil, light and dark, in our lives, all right, that he uses to help shape us in the middle, right? But without one, how can we understand the other? All right? Without dark in our lives, how can we understand the light and vice versa? If everything was too sweet, it would be awful, right? But there has to be this fine balance. If things are too salty, it's hard to eat, right? If it's too salty or if it's too sweet. If things are too bassy or too trebly, it doesn't sound good. All right? My whole point is, there has to be a balance. The Lord uses both sides. Even the devil himself, he will use in your life to help shape you. All right? He doesn't just use the angels he puts in your path. Okay? So my point is that everything he does is for our betterment, regardless of what side of the fence he chooses to use in that moment to guide you on the right path, everyone. All right? Job chapter 42 verse 2 says, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." Amen to that, everyone. We bow down before the Lord. All right? We bow down before the Lord, everyone. All right? We need to kneel before him because at the end of the day, he is in control. All right? And if you don't want him to make your life even harder, show him that you see, that you appreciate even the bad things he puts into your life. All right? Appreciate that lesson that he's teaching you, and he will give you a different one. All right? He will help with other lessons along the way that may be less hard or maybe more hard. It really depends on what you need personally. Every one of us is unique. None of us are the same. All right, so his curriculum for each of us is slightly different. All right, he has a plan for each and every one of you individually, just as much as every single blade of grass on the face of this planet is different, that no two are identical. Even if they look the same, they're still not. All right, we are as unique as that. All right, each and every one of us has a slightly different game plan that he has set forth for us. All right, we just need to trust in his wisdom, everyone. We need to trust that he knows everything. All right, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, it says, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." Now, think about that. Think about the irony in what that says there. So, even the Lord at his most foolish is wiser than every human on the face of the planet, right? And the Lord, at his weakest, is stronger than every human on the face of this planet combined. we still can't meet his strength. All right? That is the Lord we serve. That is our God, everyone. All right? He can just snap his fingers. He can make this whole planet disappear. All right? Leave us floating in space in the void if he wanted to. He could do all of that with a snap of his fingers. Okay? That's how powerful he is. And yet, he's so gentle, he lets us exist, everyone. He loves us so much that even with all that power to literally obliterate us, all at once, in one instance, just like Noah's flood, he lets us exist. He doesn't snap those fingers. He gets this close sometimes, but then he does this. He lets go because he loves us. He loves us, everyone, every single one of us. He made a promise to us, right? That he wouldn't flood the earth again. That's why the rainbow exists, right? All right, everyone. So, as I was saying, his foolishness is wiser than our wisdom, than all the wisest people on the face of this planet combined with all their wisdom and knowledge. They still don't meet God at toe to toe, all right? They still don't out wisdom our Lord. They cannot outdo his knowledge. He knows everything far beyond us. If you were to play chess against him, he's already won before he even moved the first piece. All right, you already lost, so there's no point in playing the game, right? You might as well just listen to him, okay? He knows what he's doing, everyone. Seek the Lord's wisdom in every single area of your life, all right? Seek the Lord's wisdom in everything. Pray. Ask him when you're uncertain. You know, that's all you have to do. In James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generosity to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Right? So that's exactly what I'm telling you. Pray to him. Go to a secret place and pray to him. Pray privately and secret, and just commune with God. He will give you the answers you're looking for. Maybe just randomly open a Bible while you're in your prayer session. Just open it up to whatever page it lands on, and wherever your eyes land on, start reading. That's probably where the Lord wants you to read. He has a message for you, no matter what it is, everyone. Trust in his goodness, everyone. Trust in his provisions. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, everyone says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Everyone, we seek the Lord's wisdom, right? So he will guide us on the right path if we seek his wisdom, right? If you're not in the Lord's light, everyone, it's easy to go astray. It's easy to lose your way. And that's why you need to recheck your GPS, and your GPS is your Lord and Savior. So you need to pray. Okay? And he will get you back onto the right path. Just like those annoying GPSs that tell you to do a U-turn and turn around over and over again. The Lord will do the same to you and get you back on the right path. Maybe he's already doing that in your life as we speak. Maybe that's the whole point of this message today, everyone. All right, he's trying to help people get back on the right track. All right, I don't pretend to know why he has me do the messages I do. I just do what he tells me to do. When I hear the topic of my messages, that's what I go with. All right, the Holy Spirit tells me what I need to speak to all of you, all right, and to anyone else that's listening around the world. All right, in Psalm chapter 145, verse 9, it says, the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all that he's made, everyone. God's ways are not motivated by malice, all right, but by love and compassion, everyone. All right, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it also says, and we know that in all things, and you know this scripture, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All right, we've read this many times. All right, but I feel that this applies to everything I'm saying. All right, and it's applied to many other sermons I've given. All right, everyone, when we're facing our trials and tribulations, God is always with us. All right, he's always with us, even if we don't see him. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Right? "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Everyone, when we admit our weaknesses to God, he will give you absolute strength to overcome whatever challenges that you are facing. When you pray to him honestly and earnestly, and you show him that you're weak, that you need his strength, you call on him, he will answer. I promise you, he will answer. All right? When you're lost, he will give you direction. All right? When you don't know something, he will give you wisdom. All right? When you're feeling weak and pain, you just can't go anymore, you just can't do it anymore, he will give you a little more wind to keep walking forward a few more steps just to get you to where you need to be. All right? He's always there to help you. He's a resource. He's always there at every single point of your life and always has been, even when you didn't feel his presence. He's always been there watching. All right? He's always in the invisible watching us from the background. All right? So we're never alone. All right? We're always, always accompanied by his presence, even if things are really dark in your life. All right? We just need to trust everyone that he knows what he's doing. We need to trust that he is a better driver than we are. Okay? He knows how to keep us on the road, even in the worst road conditions. All right? No matter what the weather looks like in front of you. All right? Even when you can only see 10 feet ahead of you, or you can barely see the lines on the road, he's a better driver, and he will make sure that you don't crash. As long as you have faith, all right, he will keep you from crashing. He will keep you on that road straight, and I promise you he'll get you through whatever weather it is. All right, we're all every once in a while stuck in a boat in the storm on the sea. All right, our waves are rocking the boats and this and that, and we feel like we're going to capsize. We feel like we're about to turn over sometimes, you know. But the Lord, if you pray, will make sure you find safe haven on the shoreline. All right, he will guide you to where that light tower is. He is our light tower, everyone, even in the worst storms. All right, we just need to trust. In Psalm chapter 34, verse 8, everyone, it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." All right, everyone, we will be blessed if we just continue to trust in him. And the more you trust in him, the more blessings he will dump on you. All right. The more that you pray, the more that you help people that he sends to you, the more he's going to give back to you tenfold what you have given to them. All right. Every single thing he does in your life, just like me on my motorcycle when I traveled this country helping people, you know, sometimes he would actually make my motorcycle break down. And then guess what? I had to, let's say, service my bike, but in that time, there were people for me to help, people for me to minister to suddenly in the parking lots or stores that I was broken down at. All right? There were many opportunities that always came for me to help people, for me to minister to them, for me to let them tell me their stories, right? Traveling this motorcycle, on this motorcycle around the country as much as I did, I met every kind of person you can think of, all right, from almost every walk of life you can think of, with every kind of story you can think of as to why they got there or how they got there, all right? And that was always my number one question: what got you here? You know, how did you end up in this spot in your life? You know, why aren't you in a home? You know, what happened to you? And then I just let them tell me their story. And sometimes, again, that is the best gift you can give somebody, is your ear, your time. All right? That is still giving. It doesn't always have to be something material. So when God puts somebody in your life, that is also part of your challenge. When he places people in your life to for you to help, or he sends them to your door, or he puts them in your path when you're on the road or at a store or wherever you are in life, and you meet these people, you know, there's a reason why they're there. So maybe investigate it a little bit. See how you can help them. And then see how you can maybe make a difference in their lives. All right? I had to learn these lessons myself through a lot of hardship and a lot of journey. But I wouldn't be here preaching to you today, everyone, if I had said no and I was disobedient and I didn't just do what I was being told to do. Okay, I wouldn't be here today in this position, preaching to you all today, if I had just given up. All right, if I, even in my worst times, in the worst weather I've ever ridden in, if I had just given up, I wouldn't be sitting here right now preaching to you. All right, I take every day and every ounce of pain I'm in every day still as a blessing, because at least I know I'm still here to preach the word of God to all of you. All right, I see everything as a blessing. All right, doesn't matter what it is. All right, so the message of this lesson today, all right, is the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. All right. I want us to trust in his wisdom, in his goodness, in his faithfulness. And as we conclude today, everyone, let's humble ourselves before him. Let's acknowledge his sovereignty over all things, okay? Just as I've been explaining. His ways are not our ways, but his ways are always for our good and our benefit, all right? Seek the Lord's wisdom, trust in his goodness, and be faithful, everyone. I want us to be encouraged to walk in his ways. All right, starting this 2026 new year, all right, let's bring glory to his name. Everyone, may his word guide us, and may we trust in his unsearchable riches. And with that, we're at that time. I want us to go ahead and bow our heads and pray, everyone. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. It is a lamp to our feet and a light on our path. Guide us and lead us as we seek to follow you, Lord. We trust in your goodness, Lord, and your faithfulness. Help us to humble ourselves before you. Help us to acknowledge your sovereignty over everything in this world. Lord, may your word dwell in us richly, and may we bring glory to your name. Protect all of these families that are listening to this message today. Protect all of these individuals and bless them greatly for this 2026 new year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and hallelujah, everyone. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for your time.